Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
I had a sweet moment thinking of your father yesterday.
Oh, really?
I was with someone and we started talking about Thanksgiving and turkeys, and they mentioned, they brought up the Adam Sandler turkey song. I'm like, oh, that's a great song. And I start singing, love to eat turkey, love to eat turkey, noon and night. And the guy that I'm with looks at me, he's like, huh?
That's not the sound.
I'm like, that's a turkey song. And then it clicked in my mind, that's not the Adam Sandler song. That's the song your father would sing every Thanksgiving.
But I will say, I'll give you credit. It's based on the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song, if you know that one. You know, do we have the Adam Sandler?
I was looking for it. I don't see it. We used to have your dad's version too, and that's not in here either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Adam Sandler one, I believe I have here.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right.
That crowd is really hot for the Thanksgiving song.
I hope you enjoy it.
I remember.
Love to eat turkey.
Every Thanksgiving, my dad would sing this.
Love to eat turkey. I love you.
But his version, he would change the words.
Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy.
And it was always a different set of words. He'd say what you were just saying. Love to eat turkey noon and night. Love to eat turkey by the candlelight. Adam Sandler never said that, but my dad would make up the words.
Why would you not let your dad turn on the kitchen lights when he's eating his turkey? He's got to eat by the candlelight. I mean, come on.
That's very sweet. Thanks for saying that. That makes me smile thinking about that. That's a problem. This time of year is so tricky. It's too early for Christmas music, and there's no good Thanksgiving songs except for that Thanksgiving song. There's really not any Thanksgiving songs. Right? Aside from that?
No, maybe that's why Thanksgiving gets overlooked, because there's no good songs for it.
Well, I'm kind of dreading Christmas music, because there is one song, and I know a lot of people love it, and I'm not trying to bash, but is there that one Christmas song that you just cannot stand? Everyone else loves it, and you can't stand it. There's one that when I hear it, I literally feel the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. And I'm going to do it to myself just so you guys know which one I'm talking
about. Give it to us.
You all love it. I know you all love it. I can't stand it. Ugh.
John Lennon, this classic.
I know. Oh. I know. I'm a horrible person for not liking this John Lennon song. Everyone tells me that. This Happy Christmas, War is Over song.
It's a great one.
You know why I don't like it? Because
of Yoko Ono?
No. Because he says, so this is Christmas, and what have you done? It's like, I've done a lot. I'm doing my best, okay?
I don't think he's coming down on you. You're just responding, hey, this is what I've done, John. I've done all these great things. Is it great? So happy Christmas.
I just feel like he's trying to say, well, this is what I've done, and what have you done? And that's why I'm not a fan. Pretty much the only Christmas song, and then that Dominic the Donkey song that I cannot stand for the holidays.
The one for me is that Christmas Shoes. I know everyone loves the Christmas Shoes song. To me, the kid is selfish. He's running around trying to find these shoes for his mom when she is dying in the hospital. He should be there. What's she going to do with the shoes? Okay, this is reality here. She's passing away. She's not going to be able to wear the shoes.
He wants to bury her in the shoes.
Well, you know, she's not going to know. She's not going to know the difference.
Wow.
So instead of spending your final weekend running around the valley trying to find these shoes, spend it with your mom.
Well,
and comfort her.
I think like when she's sleeping, that's when the kid is going out. If you don't know the song, this is the song that we're talking about. It's a beautiful song. Is there a Christmas song or a holiday song that you just do not like?
Girl, I want to buy those shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve.
just her side. And let's be honest.
Too bad, kid.
The kid, the mom probably wants a little time alone sometimes. Sometimes you need a break from the kids. Dying or not. It's like, okay, can you take Timmy out to do something? I like some alone time. So, just keep that in mind.
Do you think she set him on a wild goose hunt knowing that he can't find these shoes and he has the money?
Timmy,
go get my favorite shoes. They're a size 9.5.
I would not say that.
Where I die here.
You're not the only one. We just got a text here. It says, I hate the Christmas shoe
nice,
song.
Yeah.
So sad and so terrible. I can't stand the Christmas song, The King of Jingling. Okay, I'm sorry to do this because I just don't know the song you're talking about. So let's try to find it. And don't cringe while we play this one. King of Jingling. Okay.
You know, the Christmas you want is spinning around. Okay, not to get morbid here, but let's say we're, you know, decades from now. You're ill, Mercedes. And Sophie comes walking in and she's like, Mom, I'll be back. Where are you going? I'm going to find your favorite shoes.
I would actually be touched that she would go through all that trouble to try to find that. I honestly, thinking about that, I would be touched. Like, that someone, when someone takes the time to find something you would like, that's touching.
I'm just saying, when you're
people
you're,
don't do that
when
enough.
You're on your deathbed and you are dying, I would rather have that loved one with me instead of running around town trying to find me a pair of shoes that I can't wear.
Well, you don't know the whole story there. You're overanalyzing it a little bit, don't you think?
Hey, John Lennon, he's just saying, so what have you done?
I know. What have I done? Apparently, I was not a Beatle. That's what I've done. Okay, this one is getting a lot of texts.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take
baby,
your
it's cold outside.
Your hair looks well.
Even as a child, that song would make me cry, and I would leave the room.
What's the sense of hurt, my pride?
I know
baby,
someone on this show
baby, it's cold
loves,
outside.
Loves, loves the following song here. Let me see if I can find it here. If we have it.
Start falling.
Mm-hmm.
Steph loves this song, right? You don't love this song?
No, no, there you go.
I hate this song.
Why?
It makes me so sad.
Why? This whole Christmas album is awesome. Do you have Merry Clicky Maka in there?
Oh, yeah, I'll find
Give
it.
Give me some of that.
How do you spell that?
if you go to the Elvis Christmas album, it'll be there.
Okay, so it has. You want the which version do you want? Do you want the original? You want the... Do you
this
want
one,
the
it,
Elvis one?
Here we go. This one here.
Maka is a thing to say on a
this is a happy one.
It's a good one.
Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you.
Okay.
When I go home for Christmas, my mom always has this song playing when I show up.
Aw, that's so yeah. cute. I can totally see you like walking in and then her playing this. Okay, this one I agree with. This is a rough one. Tell me if you like this one, because it's just so rude, I think.
Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next
Santa
year,
baby.
I would be oh so good if you check off my Christmas list.
All she wants is all these things like diamond rings and everything.
That's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby. Tonight.
Yeah, putting the pressure on Santa. Hurry up, Santa. Get down that chimney. You only got a million stops to do tonight.
Amber just texted, Mercedes, I can't stand that song either. What have I done? I will never measure up.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.